Hourglass economy takes shape, strong at the top and at the bottom, squeezed in the middle.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Record sales and record earnings. You don't hear that much these days, but it's the headline this morning from Family Dollar, which just released its quarterly earnings. The company is benefiting from a growing number of Americans who are in the mood for a discount. Interestingly, at the other end of the retail spectrum, high-end shops are also doing okay, which brings us to the hourglass economy and Marketplace's Adrian Hill.
The middle class is getting squeezed, which means mid-priced retail is getting squeezed right along with it. David Szymanski is dean of the University of Cincinnati's Carl Linder College of Business.
You have a very cautious, very concerned consumer who's really looking to the bottom end of retailing in terms of purchasing products.
And holiday retail jobs will follow that demand.
Probably the strongest area are the big discounters.
John Challenger heads the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. He thinks holiday shopping and hiring will have an hourglass shape. There will be spending and jobs at the low end. Luxury retail, too. He expects high-end stores will add some holiday staffers, as big money spenders aren't being hit as hard by this economic downturn. But
middle-end retailers, department stores, are the ones who seem to be taking it on the chin.
It seems going into the economic downturn's fourth holiday season, there may be another lump of coal for the middle. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Well, in Brussels this morning, the head of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, delivered the European version of the State of the Union address. I'm not sure, but I don't think he started off with "the State of the Union is strong." The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us from London to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about what Mr. Barroso has been saying this morning.
He has been telling us that the European Commission is now making a formal proposal for a tax on financial transactions, on trading in shares, bonds and derivatives. That's something that's got quite a lot of support in continental Europe, but I think it's going to meet very substantial resistance in Britain. Another thing he's been talking about is the idea that the European Union, especially the Eurozone, needs to be more integrated in the way it runs its government finances, and in particular that there needs to be a lot more discipline.
And that call for coordination, along with some of the ideas that we've been hearing, particularly that there should be more action from the European Central Bank, sort of like we've got more action from the Fed here in the United States, these things sort of sound like they've got a bit of an American handprint on them.
I think that's a very fair comment, and it's certainly the case that over the course of the last weekend, the Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner was lobbying very hard to force some very decisive action to deal with the Eurozone crisis. And he does indeed see greater integration of government finances and making more use of the European Central Bank as an important part of that. It's just that there are very serious political obstacles from both the financially strong countries, Germany, and from some of those weaker ones like Greece.
Political obstacles, that rings a bell. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker, thanks so much.
That's my pleasure.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed right now in overseas trading. London down about 0.2%. Frankfurt and Paris both up a fraction of a percent. As we await the launch here in this country of what could be the biggest competitor yet to the iPad, that would be Amazon's new tablet. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fired up 146 points to close at 11,190.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at NovoNordisk-US.com. And by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com.
The General Motors-owned OnStar car communication service that's designed to help drivers in an emergency said last week it would collect information on its customers' driving habits, things like speed and location, even after The drivers cancel the service. Well, now, after consumer outrage, OnStar is hitting the brakes on that plan. But consumers are not out of the woods when it comes to privacy. LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus is here now to explain. David, now, I don't have OnStar in my car, but I do have a cell phone in my pocket, and I assume that there are many companies that would be more than happy or maybe are already using that data to sell to marketers.
Maybe are already. Oh, how naive you are. Look at the whole fracas with Apple recently, where tracking software was found in the iPad, the iPhone. It was fairly benign. It was helping with mapping services, but people just had kittens about that. It is extremely common. First of all, your wireless device is essentially broadcasting your whereabouts 24 hours a day, but a lot of new apps out there are really just bringing it down to the microscopic level so that they can bring services, offers, coupons, all sorts of things to you right where you are. And then when you go online, your whereabouts are constantly being tracked. Advertisers love that, and you have essentially no privacy when you're wandering around on the web.
Okay, well, is there anything that we consumers can do about that if we don't want to be tracked and have our information sold all over the place?
I don't want to say there's nothing, but you've got to be very, very aggressive. You've got to scrounge through the privacy policies of all the various companies you interact with to see if you can opt out from them. Now, essentially, the rule of thumb is going to be if you are online or if you're using a wireless device, someone is going to be looking over your shoulder. It's the new reality. However, there is legislation in Congress that would have a do not tracking feature where you can opt out from being tracked. But even then, we really don't know who's gathering this information or how they're using it.
LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus, thanks a lot.
I'm watching you, Jeremy.
And finally, to the CBS show 2.5 Men, which scored huge ratings when it debuted its new season last week with a new star. Ashton Kutcher replaced Charlie Sheen. Well, Kutcher is already in a bit of trouble. In the first episode, he uses a laptop, and on the back of the laptop are a bunch of stickers, logos for various internet companies, Foursquare, Chegg, Hipmunk, and Flipboard. Well, it turns out that Kutcher is an investor in all of those companies, so CBS is pulling the plug on the stickers. They'll be obscured for all future episodes. I still have no idea what Flipboard is. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
There's a nursing program in Detroit that cranks out new graduates, but fast. Its jobs placement rate? Oh, 100%.
Everyone and their brother are going, they're in school to be a nurse right now. I mean, everybody knows at least 5 people, I swear.
I'm Kai Rizdal, new consumer confidence in the Motor City next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.